Good evening, millionaires, minus whatever you lost today in your long-term holdings. I understand that. Anyways, good evening. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets, right? What a snort down today. Probably only VIX, right? VIX and Nifty Pharma, but let's keep that apart. VIX is up, what, 20, 30% up today. VIX is back to 20. VIX is back to the volatile days. So probably that's the only thing which is up. I mean, where do I start? What has fallen? What has not fallen today, right? Nifty down by nearly 3%. Bank Nifty down by 3.5%. Small cap, mid cap. Almost all the sectoral indices down by 4, 5, 6%. Europe down by more than 3%. France down by 4%. US futures down by already. US futures are trading 2% down. Bitcoin down by 8%. 8% is what Bitcoin is down. Then what? Crude oil down by 5%. So that's why I probably wrote it in the title. Everything down everywhere. It's a global, actual global sell-off happening, right? The Asian markets are down 2-3%. So yeah, we're going through a kind of a correction mode of all of a sudden. And I know you might be thinking, I did say chances of 17,200 not to be broken this week is low, and see what has happened, right? But again, see, that's the whole point, right? 17,200 is expected to be a support, and see what has happened once that was taken out. The whole 17,200, 300 area, that's what we said, right? I mean, if that is being broken, there can be a further fall in the market, and that's exactly what we saw. 17,200 taken out, 36,500 taken out in Bank Nifty, and there was no looking back. It was such a large fall in the market. And again, the question is why, and I hope all of you already know the reason. I mean, it was clearly written in today's pre-market report. I hope you all read today's pre-market report, where it was clearly mentioned regarding the new COVID variant, which is the talk of the town now. And that's the reason that why we fell so much, right? But again, to be very specific, I'll give you three reasons why we fell. Number one is the new COVID variant, which is being discussed. The first case has been recorded in Israel, is what we can hear. It's supposed to be even more deadlier. And it's probably going to be a large problem, is what they're saying. But that's one reason everyone's discussing about the same, the new COVID variant, the new mutant. It can be a major problem. That's number one. Number two is the lockdowns which are being imposed across different countries. We did discuss about this 3 days before, with Germany considering it not putting into effect, but a lot more countries are joining the bandwagon, and a lot more countries are going into lockdown. Number two reason, and number three is the heavy selling by FIIs, right? So all of these FIIs are selling, and it's not just in India, right? Across countries, across asset classes, even for that matter, investors, like that, not even FIIs to be specific, investors are selling off, taking their money off. There's huge selling happening across asset classes, across regions, everywhere. And as I said, even Bitcoin moving down by 8%, right? And as I say, whenever there is a fall in the market, there is a correction in the market, feel free to buy more. Make sure that you're buying quality stuff, be it any space. Even I see a lot of discussion going around crypto also. So make sure that whatever you're buying is quality, of high quality, and make sure that you have money left so that you can buy more if there is a larger crash, right? So yeah, these are the three specific reasons why there has been such a large down move in the market today. But this was unprecedented, right? Unprecedented. I mean, the kind of important levels were taken out, and the way the whole of the world moved down. So yeah, it's just natural that we also moved down. But again, I have a lot of data to be discussed here. Nifty down 4% this week. This is the worst week Nifty has ever seen since January 2021. Worst week in Nifty, second time this year. And we are in November now, right? Speaking of Bank Nifty is down by 5% this week. This is the worst week for Bank Nifty since September 2020. Since 1 year, Bank Nifty has not moved down so much. And also Bank Nifty, this is the fifth week in a row for Bank Nifty moving down. And this is this is actually Bank Nifty's equaling its longest underperformance run since March, April 2020. So things are absolutely looking bad. So a lot of numbers here, everything saying bad. It's all about Nifty being down by so much and mid caps but down by so much. So everything all of a sudden looks really bad in the market, right? I'm seeing a few of you mentioning that you had a bad day, but also, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, this is somewhere I'll have to be super happy in today's session. If you were sure about the direction, you would have probably made a lot of money today. And that's what differentiates a good trader and a bad trader. I'm sure out of the near 700 people watching right now and the eventual 10,000s of people watching it, I'm sure there are a lot of you who actually got it right and made a lot of money today. Because when the market's trending so much, if you get a hold of the trend, then it's easy, right? Today, it wasn't that volatile. It came down, then there was consolidation at one point of time, and then a final down move towards the lower side, right? So if you could figure it out, probably you would have had an amazing day. And I hope a lot of you had an amazing day. And do not worry. Do not absolutely worry about our long-term investments. I know there are a lot of you new into the market, probably started investing when Nifty was at 17,000, 18,000. Now all of a sudden these are happening. So to all of you newcomers, do not worry at all. This is not a time to take your money out from the market and put it into fixed deposits again, not the time at all. Trust the market. Such corrections are normal, and it's natural that such things happen in the market. So trust the market. Be in it for the long term. Say 20 years after, when we are all sitting together and Nifty is in a few lakhs, right? We'll be looking back and smiling up the blip that this is, which happened in the November of 2021. So do not worry. I mean, again, being very specific here, long-term investors are in this for the long term. So do not worry about this at all. And for traders, hey, get your direction right and make money out of these opportunities, right? So yeah, that's how I see it, right? So short-term opportunities, be the market moving up, down or sideways, you keep making money, and invest it for the long term. And the long term markets are definitely going to go up. So do not worry at all, right? So yeah, so that's my two cents on what's happening today. When I see a lot of beginners losing their sleep over why and because the market is falling, I feel, I mean, this is the only large advice I have to give. Do not worry about it at all. Be invested for the long term and sort out the direction for the short term so that you can trade and make money, right? So yeah, now let's get into the show, right? So speaking about the trade ideas that we shared today, not a great day there as well, right? One trade hitting target and two trades hitting stop loss. So yeah, let's enter the first segment of the show, markets today. So markets today as well, if you see, I mean, nothing major to be discussed here. Nifty down by 2.9%, Bank Nifty down by 3.58%, Nifty down by 509 points. I mean, look at the volatility this week. For first day, 500 points up, then 300. Every day there has been a 300, 250, 500 points every single day this week. Every single day. I mean, these are the kind of week where option sellers take a hit, and I'm super happy that I could end this week with 1% profits even after trading just one day in a week. Even if I would have traded on a Tuesday and Wednesday, I would have probably made more. So even with such volatility, ending up with profits is something which I'm super proud about. And even when I look back, November also being a super volatile month, but ending the month with a 4% plus return. So I'm happily and proudly ending the week. So that's something which I'm again really happy with. So yeah, again, so Nifty moving down by 509 points. Bank Nifty moving down by nearly 1,500 points. So major moves. But if you look at the close, Nifty closing or giving a photo finish at 17,000 and Bank Nifty giving a photo finish at 36,000. So Nifty actually went below 17,000, then kind of coming above, and the actual close is at above 17,000, and the weighted average close is also above 17,000. If you look into Bank Nifty, the actual closes below 36,000 and the weighted average closes above 36,000. I'm not going into any stock specific as an index heavyweight discussions at all, because almost all the major banking stocks down by more than 2.5%. All the major index heavyweights in Nifty also down by 2-3%. Very interesting to see TCS closing 0.03% in the green. 0.03, just in the flat. But otherwise, everybody else closing down by 1-4%. So I'm not getting into that larger discussion. Oh, yeah. So see what Rajinder Singh is saying here. I went for stock shopping today. Will do again later if it falls further. Now, this is the exact mindset that we need to have, right? So if there is a larger fall in the market, think that it is a shopping sale happening in the market. All of your favorite stocks available for 5% discount, 3% discount. I mean, a lot of hospitality stocks today available for 10-20% discount. So think of these as discount sales in the market and make use of the opportunity. And make sure that when you go to such discount sales, do not think in a way that, hey, it's going to end today. No. So be prepared that there might be a larger discount the next day. So do not spend all of your money the same day. So spend some, buy some stock, and then be prepared for another discount shopping day again, right? Anyways. So yeah, that's about Nifty and Bank Nifty majorly down. And speaking about sectors, Nifty Pharma, so closing in the green, up by 1.7%. Cipla is up by 7.4%. Dr. Reddy up by 3.4%. Probably all the money expecting or worrying about the upcoming COVID-related situation, money being pumped into the pharma sector and sell-off happening everywhere else. So, Nifty Pharma up by 1.7%. Otherwise, Realty down by 6%. Metal down by 5%. PSU Bank, Auto, everyone down by 4%. So, yeah, not even getting into that and not planning to get into more stock-specific discussion side. FIA-DA data is not out, but yeah, I mean, FIAs have sold so crazily in the last many days, so crazily. I mean, figures are saying the amounts in which FIAs are selling, that is in the tunes of 2008 crash and 2020 crash. So that's what we are hearing. And again, one specific thing which I said in the direction, it's not just happening in the Indian markets, it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. But don't worry, no worries at all. So yeah, moving ahead into the next segment of the show, markets tomorrow, as I began with, Europe is down by 3 and even 4%. France is in fact down by 4%. FTSE and Germany down by 3%. I mean, these are not everyday matters at all, right? It's very rare to get to say stuff. France down by 3.84%. UK down by 2.94%. Germany down by 3.06%. I'll give Bitcoin again. Bitcoin is down by 7.62% down to $54,000. At one point, there were a lot of people out there saying Bitcoin will never come down even below $60,000 anywhere anymore. But it's at $54,000 now. Let me look into the US futures to be very precise. US futures down by 2.4%. I mean, Dow Jones down by 2.4%. S&P 500 down by 1.9%. NASDAQ down by 1.33%. I see they've kind of recovered a bit. SGX Nifty is nearly 17,000. It's still hovering around that region. And if you look into analysis, it's only call options sold everywhere, right? Call options heavily sold at 17,300, 17,400, 17,500. So it's mostly call options sold everywhere. Can't see any puts, can't see a lot of puts anymore. Now from where I look at Nifty, since 17,000 was broken towards the end, if there is a larger fall in the US today, because US is opening after a holiday yesterday. I forgot mentioning that in yesterday's show. So US is opening after a holiday. So maybe there can be a larger move there. If that is to be factored into us for the Monday, then maybe if we are planning to move down more, then supports are seen at 16,700 only next. Yeah. If you look into Nifty, you'll probably see from 16,700, it was just a matter of two candles and Nifty reached 17,000. And then there was no looking back. Nifty never came back to 17,000. So the next support could be found only nearly 16,700 and 16,750. And even below that, the next support is at 16,500. Yeah. So that's where the next supports are at. And if you look into Bank Nifty, the whole 34,000 to 36,000 ranges has been a huge consolidation zone for Bank Nifty, if you remember. 34,000 to 36,000 is a huge consolidation for Bank Nifty. So it's just in this zone now, Bank Nifty. And out of that, very interesting observation is at 35,000, around 34,800 to 35,000, Bank Nifty has its 200 EMA. 200 EMA is present at 34,800 to 35,000. And 200 EMA being broken will be a landmark even in Bank Nifty, right? So if you remember, after the Corona crash, after the COVID 2020 COVID crash, Bank Nifty started recovering from the end of March and say, let me give you exact numbers here. Towards August, August end, Bank Nifty tried crossing its 200 EMA. It couldn't cross. It couldn't cross. It moved down. And then towards October end is when Bank Nifty actually crossed its 200 EMA. That is 2020 October. After which, Bank Nifty has never, ever, ever crossed its 200 EMA towards the lower direction. It actually came near its 200 EMA only during April, if you remember. After April, it has been trading really far away from the 200 EMA. But now, Bank Nifty has reached kind of near to its 200 EMA, which is at nearly 35,000 now, right? So 35,000 should act as a support. It should act as a support. If 200 EMA is taken out, then I don't know the kind of weakness we might be witnessing. So probably 200 EMA acting as a support, a bounce back can be expected at least from there. So 35,000 is where it is. So in Bank Nifty, if you look, 34,000 to 36,000, the whole region is a consolidation range in Bank Nifty. To be specific, 35,000 has 200 EMA. Near that is the 200 EMA. So let's see a support being taken there. And in Nifty, the next major support I'll be watching out for a 16,500 to 16,700 range, right? I see a lot of Trident fans here. Trident 5 days continuously upper circuit. Super happy to see that and hear that, right? So, yeah. So, not getting into larger analysis for the next week, because even yesterday night, yesterday night when we discussed, we never knew about this, the whole COVID, the new variant, which brought down the markets completely globally today, right? So it was out there today morning. I did write about it in today's pre-market report. So yeah, let's see. We have a weekend ahead of us. Probably, I hope you're not carrying overnight over weekend positions. And good that we're done with monthly expiry already, right? So yeah, let's see how things are or turning out. We have US markets to watch out for tonight, and then the crypto market also, which can signal something. Even crude oil, which went down 5%. So let's see if there is a larger sentiment across asset classes, which is building up over the weekend. And let's see, probably by Sunday evening, by Monday night, by Monday morning, we can have a better analysis for the week, right? So yeah, till then, again, as I say, you need... Again, I kind of can understand beginners in the market who have put their hard-earned money into the market, into your long-term portfolio, into the so-called blue chip stocks, which are down by 4-5%. So take something from me. These are one-off events in the market. You need not worry at all. So see trading for short-term income generation and believe in the market for the long-term and stay invested for the long-term. See this as we already discussed, see this as discount shopping. Mail us and buy more stocks and be invested in for the long-term. Do not worry at all, right? So, I've been through this, right? I've been through this. I know the kind of tension that you might be going through. So do not worry at all is what I would say. And as Nitin is saying here, is that our legendary TV behind you? Yeah, it's our legendary TV where we've done a lot of basic studies and stuff, right? Yeah, I have come home. I'm in my home today. So I mean, very funny things, right? So I've been home whenever Nifty has crashed so much, right from the COVID crash, the LCM. We're in this exact room. I was back into this room and we are seeing such large moves. So I don't know. Right, so going through the comments to see if there's something interesting. Mohammed Sharif, happy weekend to all of you. Be happy, market is here. Good luck. Do not worry at all. We do have one super chat, right? Let me go through that. Bask Mohammed Ashana, three stocks for 30 years. Good time to average. Hey, that I wouldn't say three stocks, right? Probably go for 30 stocks. Have it as diversified as possible, right? So yeah, not going to answer that very specific question, right? Have it as diversified as possible, right? Biju Nilgiri, swing is king. Swing focused, forced us to build portfolio. Nice, right? I understand. Cool then. So yeah. Nifty breakdown in weekly and daily follow-up, selling in monthly too. Gobi Kollam is saying, whenever I go home, market falls. Right. What else? Cool. So I don't see any more specific questions or discussions happening here in the comment section. So yeah, wishing you all a stress-free weekend. Make sure that you're not stressed out about your swing position, your long-term position. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, all of you who would have gone through the COVID crash and or such slight corrections would absolutely understand. But again, I'm repeating this a lot because I understand there are a lot of beginners watching this, right? And I was a part of a discussion where there were a few beginners who were kind of keen of taking money from the market and running away from it. But don't even think about such things, right? So yeah, that's it from my side for tonight. Make sure that you have a great weekend ahead of you. This is Mr. Adhishakthan signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.